Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Look at these questions. Look, 150 questions came in. Hello, everyone. We are posting this week so that we can help everyone out there with their Thanksgiving planning. Joining me today are two of my most trusted culinary experts, Thomas Joseph and Sarah Carey. I'm sure that you are familiar with each of them. Between us, we've planned Thanksgiving, hotlines, magazine stories, TV shoots, and Today Show episodes for more than 20 years. I can't even count how many turkeys we've made together. We asked our followers on Instagram, on X, and on TikTok to send us questions about preparing for the holiday. Anything they wanted to know, baking tips, turkey ideas, what to do about gravy. So let's jump right in. Sarah, Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
We've gotten a lot of questions. It was effective, and I call this the Martha Stewart Turkey Hotline. We've done this for many, many years, and it's always kind of fun because I love to know what people want to know. Mm-hmm. And we like to be there where and when people need our help. And without the magazine in published form right now, we have our website, and but this is such an effective way of communicating directly.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming all the way up from New York City to our studio in Bedford to record our answers. So here's a good question from Love Paris 74. 20 people, how many sides and how many turkeys? Please and thank you.
Okay.
So at least 20 turkeys, don't you think?
I don't know if they have enough oven space for that.
No. 20 people. I would say one large turkey, if your oven can accommodate it. I remember giving Memory Lewis a 35-pound turkey, fresh killed from my coop, and it wouldn't fit in her. I had no idea she had such a little tiny oven, but she had to cut the turkey in half. And that's sad. So it depends. If two small turkeys, wouldn't you say like 12-pound turkeys would be nice? You could do one roasted whole and one spatchcocked, which means splitting it down the backbone and pressing it flat. That's a very nice way to cook even a small bird. And how many sides? 20 people.
Well, I think for 20 people, you want to have enough options for everybody, right? Especially since so many people these days are vegetarian. So
name some of your favorites.
Well, I love mashed potatoes.
Of course.
To me, is at the top of the list.
Okay.
And I really love stuffing. So I think it's important to have a stuffing or
a dressing. Right? They call it dressings in the South, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then I love vegetables. So, you know, there's so many great autumnal vegetables, like honey nut squash would be perfect to kind of roast.
And those are the little small butternut squashes mm-hmm. that have been hybridized and so sweet. And even just in halves, halves mm-hmm. of those roasted with a little brown sugar and butter and yummy. Delicious. Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely. I think a salad is a great addition because it's something that you can keep in your refrigerator, right? So many people are worried about oven space. So anything that you can serve room temperature or out of the refrigerator, I think is a nice thing to add to your menu or mm-hmm. two of them. Gravy is a must. I don't know if we would consider that a side dish.
We'll get into gravy because there are a lot of questions about gravy. Mm-hmm. And no, that's not a side dish. That is an addendum.
Yes.
essential addendum. Mm-hmm. Sarah, what about you, vegetables?
I really, really love something crunchy and bracing. So this year I'm making a kohlrabi salad.
Yeah.
So I don't know if everybody knows what kohlrabi is, but it's a bulb vegetable, not a root vegetable, and it grows above the ground. And it tastes a little bit like a cross between very sweet broccoli and like a jicama, right?
And a turnip.
Yeah.
Yeah. A white turnip.
And it's so delicious and crunchy and in season right now. And if you put like a sherry vinaigrette on it, it's really nice. Maybe some apple. So I'm really into that right now, something really crunchy and bright to sort of offset all the rich dishes.
You should see what we just picked.
What did you pick?
I was in the vegetable garden. That's where I was. Oh. That's why I'm a little late. I was running around. Well, first of all, I am picking up ginkgo nuts for masa.
Oh, wow.
I have a large stainless steel bowl, which he wants filled. He asked for a pail of them. So that's a disgusting job to pick up ginkgo nuts.
Yeah, smells so horrible.
But anyway, the white turnips are so beautiful. And that a turnip soup would be great.
Yep.
Or a turnip puree would be great.
A gratin.
Yes, a gratin.
Potato and turnip is so nice together.
Good.
That's really lovely.
Okay, so that's enough answers for you.
Yeah, they've got lots of side
Love
ideas.
Paris got a lot of answers. Advocacy Abby on Instagram, buffet, family style, or plated? Never plated on Thanksgiving.
I don't.
We can't. We cannot do plated. Well, I mean, if you have a butler and a couple servers, then you can do plated if you so choose. But people like to pick at a buffet. I always set that big buffet on the kitchen counter, and everyone is seated in the dining room. First course might be served or might be served as people sit down. And then they take their plates and fill as many times as they like. And it's a good way to be able to eat a lot if you have a buffet.
Yeah, if there's a soup, then you might want to plate that.
And family
right?
style and then, depends on if you have small family. I mean, I think family style is nice for up to 8 people at the most, if the table is small enough to reach.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, everybody's spending all their time passing big serving platters of stuff around the table, and you can't really enjoy your food. So buffet, first of all, for anything over 8 people, I think.
Yeah.
And what are you going to have, Thomas? Where are you eating?
I'm going to be in Buffalo with my sister and her – her 5 little boys.
5 little boys, all under the age of?
They're 8, under 8.
Under 8. Oh, my gosh. And Sarah, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at my new house. I know.
Are you hosting?
I am.
Oh, the whole family?
Yes, my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle and my cousin and my littler cousin.
Your brother?
And my brother and his girlfriend. Yeah. And my kids and Marianne. Yeah, I'm excited.
So quite a crowd. So you're going to do a buffet?
Yeah, we'll do a buffet. And I'm getting like a 16-pound turkey.
Okay.
Which hopefully is big enough. I think it's
big enough. Big enough.
Well, we make a lot of vegetables, and I myself will have one slice of turkey, and then I just want the vegetables on the side. So, and my mom, not so secretly, now that I've started hosting, makes a whole backup turkey at home so that she has leftovers. And I think my aunt does as well, so.
Because I actually really like turkey sandwich.
Yeah, so do I.
Day.
I
have to make sure that I get Sophie to bake me some sourdough because turkey on sourdough is so good. Okay, so Advocacy Abby. At our homestead 2030, cooking a turkey and ham for approximately 15 people. What's the timing for each in a small oven? Well, that's not so hard.
No, I mean
ham first.
Ham first, yeah, because a ham is – essentially cooked, right? Yep. So you're really just warming it up and glazing it with whatever, you know, yep. whatever you'd like.
And tent it nicely with a big piece of parchment and foil,
yep.
and it'll stay nice and warm.
Yep.
And then you do your turkey. Make sure your turkey, and it's a small turkey because, well, 15 people, I guess a 16-pound turkey would be plenty yeah. for that.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a ham.
Yeah, I'm going to a lunch that there's going to be a ham and a turkey. I prefer just turkey. But it's kind of nice to have a slice of ham too, right?
I mean, I do love ham. I usually divide it. Thanksgiving is turkey and Christmas is ham.
Yeah.
So it's so close together, you get both of them. I don't need to have them both on the same meal, but I know a lot of people really love a ham at Thanksgiving.
Okay. And so timing, yeah, I guess ham first, turkey yeah. second. Because you want your turkey to be fresh out of the oven.
Unless they have a grill, then they could grill their turkey or smoke it. If they like smoke.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of smoke. Sorry. Yeah, I retract that because they already have smoked ham.
So make Hans SSJ. Can you make traditional mashed potatoes ahead? I don't want cement. Mm-hmm. And I would say, yes, you can.
Yeah.
But you have to heat them in a bain-marie. You have to put them in a glass Pyrex bowl and in deep water and let them heat very slowly the next day. And then they're absolutely fine. Stir in some extra butter.
Yeah. Yep. Or some extra cream if they get a little too thick.
Right.
Yeah.
The richer, the better. Right, Thomas?
It's Thanksgiving. It's the time to splurge.
And here is somebody else who wants, I need a recipe for make-ahead mashed potatoes. In a crock pot would be wonderful. I think you don't make the mashed potato in the crock pot. You put it in the crock pot, yep. and that could heat it up the next day.
Yeah.
Also, very
any
nicely.
Mashed potato recipe, yeah. right?
And you know do you know what I use as a refrigerator during the holidays?
The porch.
yeah. I have a nice little enclosed yard at the dog yard, and there's a big table out there, and I put everything that I want to stay cold yep. out there. And the weather has been just perfect for outdoor refrigeration. Mm-hmm. So if you have access to the outdoors on a table, make sure you don't leave it out overnight because the critters will come.
They'll find it.
But mashed potatoes, absolutely, you can make them the day before. How can I step up my mashed potatoes? Well, if you don't know my mom's recipe.
The best.
It has not only steamed or boiled, peeled good potatoes, just your favorite potato. And there are many, many choices now. What's your favorite for mashed?
I really like Yukon Gold.
Yes.
It's starchy, but it has a little bit of like bite to it, which is really nice. And also the color is really, really beautiful. So I think I usually go to a Yukon Gold.
And you add to it?
I heat butter and milk and salt and pepper and thyme together. And then I pour that in and I mash it. And I use a potato masher, not a ricer, though sometimes I use a ricer if I want it really fine.
Yeah, if you don't know what a ricer is, you should really look it up. It's a contraption that pushes the cooked soft potatoes through three sides, well, really sides and a bottom of a contraption. And it really does do a very good job of breaking up all that fiber. Mm-hmm. So depending on your potato. But you know, mom always used a masher. I like to use a ricer. Don't use an electric mixer necessarily.
Oh, no.
It makes kind of glue.
Gluey, right?
Yeah, we don't want glue. And I add cream cheese.
Yep, that's the secret.
Whole 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese to mine. Do you do anything else, Thomas?
Sometimes I'll put some brown butter on top of the mashed potatoes, which is nice. And even if you don't have the time to do the browning of the butter, just
everyone
some extra butter on top.
Thanksgiving to do brown butter. we timed it today. It took about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it's a great flavorful addition, right? It really amps
up. And brown butter is basically just potatoes heated to boiling in a saucepan. Watch that they don't boil over. And what you're doing is cooking the milk solids in the butter. Until they are kind of a nutty brown. And that's it. That's brown butter.
Mm-hmm.
Darlene Riley from Connecticut. Hello, it's my job this year to make sweet potatoes. I need a recipe for 15 people for roasted sweet potatoes. Can you help specifically with how many and time and temperature? That's a nice challenge because sweet potatoes are so delicious.
I like a roasted sweet potato. So I would say for 15 people, maybe 8 potatoes, and you can either just bake them in the oven at 400 degrees until they're soft, right in their skins, and scoop them out and treat them like mashed potatoes. And they're really nice with brown butter with sage in it. Mm. So if you want to make something like a mash like that, but not make it sweet the way that the marshmallow top mashed potatoes are, I would say 8 potatoes with a stick and a half of butter, browned like Martha just said. Throw some sage in right at the end so it sort of crisps up. And then mix that into your sweet potatoes. Or cut them into wedges. Toss them with a little bit of olive oil. And just roast them until they're nice and caramelized and beautiful. And you could sort of treat them the same way with sage, I think, is such a nice accompaniment. Mm. Or thyme right on the tray.
Do you ever boil your sweet potatoes first and then roast them?
I haven't done that.
I do that
all
the time.
Is that more beautiful and delicious?
Well, it just softens them up so nicely for roasting. And then mm-hmm. and then I usually cut them in half lengthwise mm-hmm. and put them flat on the pan. And then drizzle your toppings on it. And that's another nice way to serve mashed potato.
I think that's actually really nice because I do find sometimes when I'm roasting a sweet potato that they get darker than I want. And I think maybe your method prevents that.
That's right.
They
you get a beautiful exactly golden the color you want. Mm-hmm. And another, my favorite way to cook sweet potatoes is palm anna.
Which oh, right.
is sliced, cut, slice about a little less than a quarter of an inch thick and layer them in a baking dish with butter and mm-hmm. and sage or thyme and salt and pepper, and then roast them with a lot of butter. And that is palm anna. And,
so beautiful.
Oh, they're so good.
You made that last year. That's great. Yeah. That's probably on the Roku show. People can see that recipe.
So here is, dear Martha, this is a nice one, from Monica Field. What do you suggest for a couple who will spend Thanksgiving Day dinner alone? We do not really want to go out to a restaurant. Can you suggest alternatives to a turkey? Because it's so large for just two people. I can make the traditional side dishes in a small amount. Thank you. So that's not so much of a challenge, would you say? I mean, some people cook a small chicken mm-hmm. for two. Our beautiful stuffed chicken from our restaurant, the Bedford, would be delicious. Mm-hmm. The stuffing is under the skin, not inside the bird, and that's a nice recipe.
Yep, that would be great.
Yeah. Or
a game bird. A nice game bird would be nice, like a guinea fowl or, even if you want it to be super duper plated, you could do little Cornish game hens, one per person.
I personally do not like Cornish.
Do you game not? Hens. Is it too annoying to eat?
I don't know. I just don't like the taste of them compared to other poultry. Mm-hmm. Like guinea fowl, I love.
Didn't we just do a guinea fowl with Claire de Bauer from the pot roasted?
That was a pheasant.
Pheasant. Yeah. That's right. It's pheasant,
pheasant
season.
Pheasant is delicious.
You could do that.
But
we have that recipe.
I have a plethora of guinea fowl running around. Mm-hmm. I hatched them this year. We hatched way too many, and they are crazy. And I think, Monica, maybe you should just invite a couple more people. I mean, there are so many people who have, you know, similar circumstances, two or one.
Yeah.
Find those people. This year, my daughter is going away. They're going to the Sequoias.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have lunch with Stephen Sills and Kevin Sharkey and several other friends. And Stephen wants to do the ham. I want to do the turkey because I know my turkey is so much better than anybody else's turkey. So I want to do that. But he says not to. He doesn't want me to do anything. But I'm going to bake pies. And again, we're just collecting people to have Thanksgiving with that might be alone. I don't think it's a good time to be alone. So good luck with your dinner for two. I'm sure it's going to be delicious. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Christina Hullingbaugh from Boston says, Martha, I've been a huge fan. We just bought our first home and we want to host our first Thanksgiving. My husband plans to smoke a turkey, but we have multiple vegetarian friends. What options would you recommend for Thanksgiving vegetarian main courses for a group that also doesn't love mushrooms? See, no, I don't even think of mushrooms at Thanksgiving time. It's funny. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Do you?
No. I think I always think of like the autumnal vegetables, right? Yeah. Like, so the squash.
So many things mm-hmm. for vegetarians. And, you know, my family's vegetarian, but they're allowed, the children are allowed to eat my turkey on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. only if it's from my turkey coop.
Yeah.
So that's good. And that's smart because it's sustainable and healthy and yeah. good. I mean, we mentioned already quite a few different dishes, but Brussels sprouts we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts would be great.
I love Brussels sprouts and roasted with olive oil in the oven just until they're a beautiful caramelized brown color. So good. Mm-hmm. Do you have another way that you like?
I mean, that is the way that I like them. I personally, for Brussels sprouts, like to blanch them and get them kind of soft yes. and then have them a little bit fresh with like lemon juice and, well, fresh with butter. But my family only likes them roasted. There's several people in my family that will only eat them that way, including my father and my daughter. So I usually do roast them, but also a shaved salad is really nice.
Brussels sprouts. Oh, yes, yes.
It's annoying because you have to cut all the Brussels sprouts, but it's delicious.
And Sarah has just shaved the tip of her thumb off.
Thought we weren't talking about that.
We don't want any thumb tips in our salads. No. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well.
You know, watch out with those mandolins, everybody. The new Japanese mandolins are very so sharp and so fabulous.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, so good. We just did a segment for our TV at Masa, who just got 3 stars.
Oh, that's so great. Fantastic.
3 stars for Michelin. Yes.
Yeah.
And he showed me his fried potatoes. They're so, so tiny. The thinnest julienne, potato, whatever you want to call it. Julienne, is
yeah,
that?
Julienne, yeah.
But it's so fine that it's almost indecipherable. Oh, wow. It's like string, little string.
What does he do with it?
Just fried in rice oil.
Mm. Rice oil?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. This is the new oil.
This is the new thing we have to do now?
Yes, you have to fry. If you're going to fry anything for Thanksgiving, it has to be in rice oil. But I'm going to do that because I have so many potatoes
that we
dug. I am going to do that very finest, not as fine as his, but almost as fine on the new Japanese mandolin that I just got. Mm-hmm. And I am going to fry those in rice oil.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
and
nice.
They are delicious. They just like crunch in your mouth, you know, really nice. Yeah, really pretty.
Martha, one thing I think is a great idea that you do a lot for Thanksgiving is stuffing inside of a pumpkin, which is really impressive. It makes your guests who are vegetarians think that you've gone through the effort of something really special
for
them,
really,
right?
Yeah, a really, really nice fruit and nut and bread stuffing mm-hmm. stuffed into, and you can pre-cook the squash or pumpkin a little bit. I just did it last week for TV. I've counted like 16 turkeys already this year.
Gosh, yes.
And another one coming in.
Yes, right?
I mean, if you want to see the parchment wrapped turkey, the new turkey 102.
102.
Yeah, the new turkey. The 101 was the cheesecloth soaked in white wine and butter. Now, this one is just parchment wrapped around and stapled shut and a really good parchment envelope around a turkey that's been stuffed and slathered with softened butter and salt and pepper. And boy, the first one I made, when I took it out of the oven, I took it out of the envelope of parchment, and then it stays back in the oven until the skin browns. It tasted like Peking duck.
Yeah.
The skin was so, and it was so moist. That was a heritage turkey, fresh killed. Yeah. Look for your heritage birds. Look for a fresh killed turkey, not frozen, if you can. I mean, they're very expensive unless you raise them yourself. But they are delicious. They really change your idea of turkey.
Mm-hmm. The heritage ones are really pretty magnificent.
Yeah, they really are. And you might think that they don't have as much meat as the great big butter balls, but actually they have a lot of meat.
And it's so tasty.
And they're so elongated. And one piece of that is equal to 5 pieces of sort of dried turkey. Nobody says about brining. I can't wait to get to the brining question. So there's so many great vegetarian recipes. Please just go to MarthaStewart.com and look up sides for Thanksgiving. There are wonderful, wonderful sides. So aside from Brussels, cranberries. Mm-hmm. Don't forget your cranberry sauce. Homemade, do not open a can. I'm sorry, do not. You must make your own. It's
so easy.
Jay Heller of the Blackened Turkey fame. She made 3 quarts of cranberries for her bank lunch.
She did?
She did, and she doesn't cook anything. So she took one package of cranberries, that's a pound, I guess, mm-hmm. and 1 cup of sugar and 1 cup of fresh orange juice. Mm-hmm. That's it. And you cook that until the cranberries pop, done.
Yep.
And that's so good. And I like to then turn that into a turkey mold. I put it in my beautiful turkey molds and unmold the beautiful cranberry turkeys. Oh, cornbread. We haven't even talked about baking fresh cornbread.
This is getting to be very elaborate.
Well, no, but this is for—
You like yours in a turkey mold for that too,
right? Oh, I do. I bake them in those beautiful turkey molds. Who's our maker?
Nordic Ware
from the Midwest, the North Midwest. They make those fabulous turkey molds. Wedges of acorn squash.
Yeah, or stuffed acorn squash is also another great sort of hearty vegetarian main with grains.
Nice grains. You could do bulgur wheat and make a nice stuffing out of that with onions and carrots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm, I'm getting some ideas. Kristen from Fernandina Beach. I'm a pescatarian. Do you have any recipe suggestions for a fish main course? Yeah, there's lots.
I mean, I love a beautiful side of salmon, just simply roasted. And then at Thanksgiving, because of the seasonality, like a pomegranate relish is really nice on top of that. So just fresh and bright. So just pomegranate seeds with a little olive oil and lemon zest and any kind of herbs that you like, parsley, mint, dill, and then just put that over the top of the cooked side of salmon. And you can slow cook it in the oven at 250 degrees. It only takes about 30 minutes. With lemon slices, so beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And I'm big into monkfish now. I don't know why I love monkfish so much. But Eric Repair from Bernadette just taught us a really delicious monkfish, simply cooked in a vinegar broth, kind of a vinegar bouillon to start. And it's so simple. And then roasted with butter. And it was so good. And a few herbs. That's a nice, meaty fish.
Yeah.
And he has a new book out. So if you're a pescatarian, you should really get Eric Repair's new fish book. Is it called
Simple Fish
Cookery? Simply Fish or something like that.
Well, and those recipes, that Roku show will be airing and people can see them, but they're really incredible techniques.
But not before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Oh, here's Stacey Lauder. Right. Remember Stacey?
I do, yes.
Yeah, she's our former alum, and she's hosting her first Thanksgiving this year in her own New York City apartment. And I thought getting a spatchcock turkey would be best since I know it will take less time and not overheat my apartment. So I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
But should she put cheesecloth over the top of the turkey? No, you do not have to. My mom has used the cheesecloth method forever and is insisting I do that as well. You do not have to read our spatchcock turkey recipe. It is so delicious, Stacey. And it roasts flat, quickly. All the vegetables can be put around it or even under it, mm-hmm. and you will have a very tantalizing, delicious big turkey. So, oh, have fun. You can call Sarah on Thanksgiving morning.
Everybody else will be.
When she's, oh, has anyone ever smoked a turkey? Thomas Joseph has smoked turkeys perfectly, as I have. If you have one of those domes, they work the best, don't you think?
Yep.
This turkey and, right here.
Oh, there it is. What issue was that?
This was November 2021.
Oh, 2021 from Martha Stewart Living Magazine.
That's the perfect recipe, smoked turkey.
But go to MarthaStewart.com. The recipe is right there, and you will love that smoked turkey. And we don't make it too smoky, but we do cook it thoroughly, and it is a delectable, delectable turkey.
It just takes time.
It does take time.
It's a very low temperature.
Yeah, temperature. You do not want to burn it. You do not want to dry it out at all.
The nice thing about a smoked turkey is the most beautiful, even golden all over color, and it holds up really, really nicely too.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It stays looking like it was just
brand new.
Yep, it does. Yep.
Exactly. And it's also nice, you can serve a smoked turkey room temperature, which is nice if you are into that kind of thing and you want to have something that's make ahead.
Here's a sophisticated question. When you do a dinner of appetizer soup or salad, main course, and dessert, what formula do you use to balance the flavors so that they complement each other? That's a good question.
It's a good question.
And it's not really Thanksgiving-y, but we can apply it to Thanksgiving. So soup is so nice at Thanksgiving, I think. Do you like serving soup as a first course?
I don't often do it, but it's mostly just a matter of
service
and space. But I do think that it's really nice. Yeah. One of your very simple vegetable puree soups that are a very light puree is really nice.
Like a squash soup or a carrot soup or a fennel soup or a
celery root.
And I have the best celery roots this year. I have never grown such monsters. Mm-hmm. But the flavors should be different. If you're looking for four different kinds of flavors, don't repeat yourself. So don't have roasted pumpkin or a roasted orange squash if you're going to have a pumpkin pie for dessert.
Yep.
And that pumpkin meringue, mile high meringue, that's nice. Or a pumpkin brulee tart would be nice. Mm-hmm. But don't have squash for the meals. Have other vegetables, greener vegetables, mashed potatoes better than squash. And the turkey should be stuffed appropriately, depending on what you're not having in the other courses. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite stuffing, Thomas?
My favorite stuffing, I just like a lot of flavor in my stuffing. So I like a lot of onions, leeks, celery. I think it's really important that most often I add more than a recipe calls for.
Apple?
I'm not a big fruit person in my stuffing. And I don't really love nuts that much. But sometimes
put sausage?
It depends. I think it depends on who's going to eat with us.
I never put sausage.
Us. Yeah, my nephews, they don't really like a lot of stuff in their stuffing, so I try to avoid that. But sometimes I'll actually put in a little bit of heavy cream. Mm. So it's kind of a hybrid between a stuffing and almost like a bread pudding, but not as wet.
Interesting.
Yeah, richness.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Look at these questions. Look, 150 questions came in. We are skipping the bird and just slicing up pre-cooked turkey breasts. Aha. Please don't judge us. We're going to judge you. Roast your own turkey breasts. I mean, it's so easy to roast and so far superior to buying a cooked turkey breast, don't you think?
I do.
It's so easy to roast a turkey breast. And is there anything they can add to the broth or breast itself to add extra flavor? I mean, I don't think you really can improve it too terribly much. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. Just buy it. It's going to take you how long to cook a turkey breast? Like an hour and a half, maybe?
If that. It depends on the size. And, and there are, you know, smaller turkey breasts. I would say get bone in because it will give you more flavor. And also, it will give you the foundation to make a gravy, too, which you can put over your sliced turkey, if that's...
We only cook Akira Yoshimura. Oh, do you know this Akira Yoshimura?
Yes.
He's a very good friend of all of ours.
Yes.
A colleague and a friend. And we only cook the dark meat part of the turkey, thighs and wings on a baking sheet, and cook cranberry sauce on the side. What kind of salad would you recommend so the entire meal will be balanced? Also, can you recommend an alternative sauce to gravy? So, only the dark meat. What does he do with the rest, I wonder? Can you just buy?
You can buy thigh. You can buy any of the pieces, right? So you probably just buy turkey thighs.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to make gravy, and then I'll also make like a salsa verde, like an herb sauce that I think helps to complement all the rich foods on the Thanksgiving plate. Yeah. So I think he could try that.
Yeah. Caramelized onions would be nice on dark meat of turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be delicious. Yeah.
There's so many good things to make the salad of. I love butternut squash in a salad that you can roast little thin slices and put that in your salad with pomegranate seeds and celery.
Yeah.
And what else would you put in there? Maybe sliced apple also.
I think that would be nice. And, so you get some different textures and flavor.
Yeah. And a beautiful radicchio. I love all the radicchios that people are serving salads now with so many
all
different.
All the speckles.
Yeah.
And the
it's so beautiful.
Colors.
All those different treviso radicchios. So Akira, have a nice lunch. This sounds good. Hi, girly. This is from Monique Ortega. She's saying, hi, girly. Been a big fan. How's Snoop? Anyways, I'm throwing a Dragsgiving. If the drag show starts at 5 p.m., when should I put the turkey in? Well, it depends on what size your turkey is.
And also, they're planning on eating before?
Drag show is
dinner. The drag
show is
the actual
dinner. Yeah.
It depends on the size of your turkey and how you're going to cook it, right? I mean, if you spatchcock a turkey, it really would only take like an hour to maybe an hour and a half, depending on the size.
So work backwards, Monique. You have to work backwards. So if you want everything ready at 5, check the size of your turkey, the number of minutes it takes to roast that particular size turkey or shape of turkey, and all your vegetable sides and everything, and have a real good time, girly. What's the tip for staying organized when having Thanksgiving company? Well, it depends how organized you are as a person. It is hard to manage the guests, manage the table, manage the drinks, manage the food itself, and have a little bit of help. Try to have somebody helping you with like the drinks.
Yep.
So you don't have to think about that. And also maybe have somebody else think about the dessert so you don't have to think about that. But you have to be very neat, but you have to pay attention to your friends and your family on Thanksgiving Day.
I have one thing to add to that in terms of prep. What I like to do is keep everything prepped by recipe in my refrigerator. So I try to clean my refrigerator a couple days ahead, mm-hmm. clean it out.
Yeah.
So it's as empty as possible. And then if your refrigerator can accommodate this, put things on little pans or sheet pans or something by recipe. And yeah. then I take them out
Good
and I make
idea,
them
Sarah.
And make them as I need them. And then I know I'm not missing it.
So that's called mise en place.
Mise en place, yeah.
That is a very good way to stay organized for something like this. In the same vein, this is Lola Mark, 77. How can I keep the kitchen consistently clean throughout Thanksgiving Day? Before, it should be impeccable, and after, you can do the final big cleanup after your guests leave. But don't take out the broom while they're there, please.
Yeah.
But you can wipe the counters down a little bit with a damp rag. But don't be sweeping and vacuuming while people are still around.
Clean as you go.
Yes, and right. clean as you go.
That way, when you get to that point, you don't need to, you won't be thinking about it because you'll have a pretty clean space already.
Yes. Oh, for pie crusts.
Here we go.
This is Chicksima. Is there really a difference in the outcome when using unsalted butter?
Oh, that's such a great question.
Because we were just
talking about
and
that.
I will tell you
Martha
after
can tell you
Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. So we have a little bit of an abundance of salted butter here right now and a shortage of unsalted. So we discussed this and we're making our pie crust with salted butter. Our recipe, the Martha's Pat Brisée, uses about 1.5 teaspoons of kosher salt, or 2. I actually usually use 2, which is about 1 teaspoon of fine salt. What we're doing is using salted butter and then getting rid of almost all the salt, except about 1/4 teaspoon,
mm-hmm.
just to sort of enhance the flavor slightly. I think that's a good amount. For many people, they might just leave the salt out altogether.
I have to make at least 25 pies on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to be picked up starting at 4 p.m. So I have and Tuesday I have to work all day.
Well, I made you a little gift. There's some pie crusts in the
Thank
kitchen.
You so much. I'm making the rest of the pie crust tonight and putting it in the freezer, discs of pie crust. And those will all be rolled out this weekend and put into and frozen. What I did today was send out the questionnaire with, I think they have 5 or 6 choices of pie. There's a lemon pie.
Mm.
There is a cranberry tart. There is a pecan chocolate or plain pecan tart. There is a pumpkin meringue. And there is, what other pies?
Apple?
I didn't.
You're not doing apple this
apple.
Year?
I'm doing apple for myself, but you know how long it takes to peel and cut up the apples.
It also doesn't hold up as well as the other one. So these
no,
are
the new
your...
one. The new one that I just created.
Oh, it did?
The applesauce just topped
with. Oh, the
with,
tart.
That has the applesauce tart.
Yeah, that's has fantastic.
It really holds up beautifully. The second day, it's just as good.
And apple pie doesn't hold up as well. And so
no,
those
it
are
doesn't.
Such great options.
Yeah. These all hold
to
up
make
nicely.
A head.
Yeah, I learned that from Joanne from up in Boston.
Oh, from Joanne Chang?
Yes, because she said, you know, they do not hold up in the bakery.
Yeah.
And so she has her little tips for making things last longer. And that pear tart that
yeah
– Yeah. That was so good. And she poaches the pears first.
Right.
And then layers them into a pre-baked crust.
Mm.
She gave me one unbaked and I froze it and it was delectable.
Yeah, you baked it directly from frozen. So that's actually a great tip for people if they're nervous and feel overwhelmed.
They can make some of their tarts ahead of time and freeze them.
Especially with the pre-cooked fruit.
Yes,
that's what we were talking
exactly.
about this morning, that the roasted or poached pears are really nice because they don't exude liquid.
That's right. So Jennifer Moore says, this Thanksgiving, my daughters 16, 14, and 12, and myself will be at home for Thanksgiving. Our oven broke this year, gas thermostat, and as a single parent, replacement is too costly. We have been able to get along fine with just the stovetop, air fryer, and microwave. Do you have any dinner planning suggestions aside from Thanksgiving carryout? Well, okay, well, you can do a lot of stuff on the stovetop. I have not used an air fryer for any turkey. Have you?
No, it depends on what kind they have. If it's big enough, they could do a turkey breast in an
yes,
air
they
fryer.
Could.
I don't know what size. Like, there are a lot of different kinds. The drawer versions don't work quite as well for something like that. But if they have the sort of toaster oven kind, I feel like that would work great.
How much have you used?
Air fryers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots of different models. I live in a small apartment, so I don't have a room for a lot of appliances. But there are a lot of great quality air fryers that are large enough to accommodate a turkey breast.
But Jennifer, you are challenged this year with your lack of an oven, but you can do such great things. I think the idea of doing a nice turkey breast skin on would be very nice in the air fryer.
Exactly.
And you can also, microwave is not good for a turkey breast. You would not be cooking, but many of the vegetables can be cooked very successfully, if you know how, in the microwave. Mm-hmm. And your stovetop is great for most things.
Mashed potatoes, mashed sweet potatoes, any green vegetable.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about creamed spinach, did we?
Oh, creamed spinach would be so good. And she says, P.S., my autistic daughter, Marin, loves Big Martha's mashed potatoes and enjoys helping to make them each holiday. Thanksgiving blessings to you all. Oh, isn't that nice?
That's so nice.
Oh, I wish I could send you a pie. Say hi to your lovely girls, and I'm sure you'll have a delicious dinner.
Yeah, if she has a grill, right? Yeah. You could also spatchcock a turkey and cook it on the grill. Yeah. Lisa Wagner, I believe she does that every year.
Yeah, she makes such a good turkey. So on a very slow grill, covered grill.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
Maybe if you don't have one, maybe somebody could borrow one. Mm-hmm. Pita sushi. How can I serve pecan pie warm without it melting?
We've experienced this. I think you have to bake it, cool it, and then just warm it slightly gently in the oven once it's been fully cooled. Yeah. You can't cut a warm pecan pie.
No.
But you can warm it. We've done this.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like warm pie.
Yeah. No. I hate to say I don't really love warm pie either. I never warm it.
I do not like warm apple pie with ice cream melting all over it.
No, I don't either.
Do you have a classic movie you watch in the evening after Thanksgiving?
Well, we used to watch The Wizard of Oz because that would be on every Thanksgiving. This is going to sound super bougie, but now we get the screeners because Marion's in the Producers Guild, so we usually just watch them. New movie this year.
No, I think we play cards now. Cards are a big after dinner.
It's nice
activity. Yeah, it's
to
fun.
Keep you awake and engaged, right?
And make good drinks, nice bourbon sours with cider. Yeah, there's all kinds of good things to do after dinner. Yeah.
Or Scrabble.
And then have a sandwich late.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my sandwich. Turkey, cranberry, stuffing, and gravy. Has to be. My gravy thickens in the pan but thins back out as it cools. What am I doing wrong?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Let's see. Chemistry. Lessons in chemistry.
One would think that it would actually thicken as it cools, right? So, I mean, my advice would be we have a great gravy 101 recipe. I would say look at that. Follow that recipe.
MarthaStewart.com and look up gravy 101 and you will not have a watery gravy.
Yeah. And another thing I would add is if you ever do have a thin gravy, Wondra, right? The instant flour that is available at all grocery stores. It comes in a blue cylinder.
Right. Mixed with a little bit of broth, chicken broth.
Yeah. And it thickens up almost immediately with heat. So if you can easily whisk it and it doesn't clump up at all. It's a great tip.
I love Wondra. Mm-hmm. I use it for several things. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Joseph Dale Patz asks, what side of aluminum foil should face the food, the shiny or the dull? Does it matter? Yes, it does matter. No side of the aluminum foil should face the food. I line all my aluminum foil that I'm using for anything with parchment paper. Mm-hmm. Buy yourself some sheets of parchment or a roll, and do not let the aluminum foil really touch your food. It's a bad habit, first of all, I think. And if you're, say, cooking something with acid, like tomatoes or lemon, the aluminum foil actually deteriorates onto your food. Mm-hmm. And you can see little holes in the foil. Yep. So you're ingesting that. So remember, just use foil. There's nothing wrong with using foil as a nice cover, like a blanket, but line it with parchment, please. Oh, this is a nice one. Dap Bert asks, what is an easy and unusual hostess gift for Friendsgiving?
Oh, that's nice.
We did that cranberry cordial, which was very delicious.
That's lovely.
Yep, that recipe is available. And you just, it's vodka with cranberries and a little bit of sugar and in a pretty decorative jar and wrapped with a nice red ribbon. That's a nice gift. Mm-hmm. What else would you be giving?
I love to give like a dessert wine. So kind of skipping over a table wine that, you know, you could serve for dinner. Just something special for after dinner, I think, is really nice.
Something for breakfast, I think, is always nice if you're going to someone's home. Like if you make a homemade granola or you know someplace that makes amazing croissants, you can bring those to your hosts and they can have a nice relaxing breakfast the next day. Or a great loaf of bread for their sandwiches the next day.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's a nice gift.
And I always take like a dozen eggs or dozen eggs.
You have eggs. If you have chickens.
I have chickens. And this year I might be taking celery roots because I have so many celery roots that are like, they weigh about 9 pounds each. Martha, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? Oh, dear. That's such a hard. I love a really good pumpkin pie. And I love a really good stuffing. And I love a perfectly roasted heritage turkey. Mm-hmm. Those are so traditional and they may sound boring to you guys, but they're awfully good.
Classics for a reason.
Oh, you had a tip last year from Mahoosh 007 for getting rid of garlic smell. What about onion smell? I stuffed my turkey and now my hands stink. Well, onion is basically soap and water. Mm-hmm. But garlic is rubbing your hands on something stainless steel. A stainless steel bowl running under hot water and with a little soap takes every evidence of garlic off your hands. Mm-hmm. You can use a stainless steel knife. Just don't cut yourself. And that is so good. How to repurpose turkey. What do you do with leftover turkey, Thomas?
I love a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
I usually will roast a separate turkey or turkey breast so that there's enough. With 5 little kids running around, they all want a turkey sandwich the next day. So I'm kind of a purist in that sense.
That's good. Yeah. Sarah?
I almost every year make a turkey leftover pie. So all the things that you described in your sandwich, I put into pie crust and I bake into a pie with the gravy, even with the mashed potatoes, anything that we have left, even if there are roasted vegetables, I layer everything in there.
Sarah is a pie maven. So this is what, you never told me that.
Really?
I didn't know you did that with your pie.
But I also do, you know, I tend not to love turkey broth, but last year I also don't like to throw things away. So I always make a broth. So I made my turkey broth with the carcass of my turkey, and I made a really spicy soup with chilies and lime juice and cilantro and lemongrass. So it was, and ginger. So it was very, very flavorful. It could be less spicy if you don't like spice, just the ginger and the herbs.
Did you put beans in it or anything like that?
I didn't do that. I just ate it as a broth and it was really, really nice. But also I was sick last Thanksgiving. So it's very nice if you're not feeling well. You can freeze it. I really loved that as a great use for the turkey carcass. It was nice.
So here's something. Martha, is there a ceramic paint that is food grade to cover the lead-based paints in old dishes? Don't go there. It's just not worth it. Put those plates on a shelf. Mm-hmm. And the consignment shops have so many stacks of beautiful plates right now. I went to some consignment shops last weekend. I found such beautiful things, very inexpensively. So don't go painting your chipped or worn plates. It's not a good idea. Need help with an easy beginner pie crust recipe, please. The easiest recipe and the most flavorful and delicious is pie crust like R101, which is 2.5 cups of flour, 2 sticks of unsalted butter, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, and ice water. I also sometimes put 1 teaspoon of sugar and ice water. And I do it in the food processor, mix your flour and salt, add butter cut up into like 1/4-inch cubes, icy cold butter. My rule is make it cold, bake it hot. And you add ice water by tablespoon until it just comes together. Roll it into a disc between 2 sheets of plastic wrap, chill it, roll it, form it into a pan. Couldn't be easier. Look it up, MarthaStewart.com. I think we've answered an awful lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
But I just wanted people to also know that our complete no-fail guide to Thanksgiving turkey, it is a 6-page story. This is the November 2017 issue. You know what? I'm going to put this on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, who helps me with all things blog and Instagram, et cetera, let us post this, okay? Our complete no-fail guide to Thanksgiving. We're going to do that. I promise you all. Just go to Martha Stewart 48. It has essential tools that you need, how to prep, how to select a turkey, how to carve and plate, and how to cook. It's really great. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Sarah. And thank all of you for your questions. And I hope our conversation has helped you have a really beautiful and friendly Thanksgiving. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.